Okay, so Rebel said we're learning Hilchos Avelos. Obviously, we have to give a few points of introduction. The minhag traditionally was that Hilchos Avelos was not studied in yeshivos. It was assumed to be a simin ra to learn Hilchos Avelos. Rav Soloveitchik, however, Rav Shechter quotes in the Sefer Nefesh HaRav that the Rav felt that not only is it okay to learn Hilchos Avelos, but there's dafka an inyan to do it because areas of Torah which are traditionally not studied have the din of like a mace mitzvah that you're mechuyev to be metabel in it. If you find a nifter on the road, so there's a chiyuv to take care of the person. So the Rav felt that's considered like a mace mitzvah, and dafka you should try to study Hilchos Avelos to know it as well as you possibly can. The challenge in learning Hilchos Avelos is twofold. First of all, there is a massive amount of material. There is a huge amount of siman, and we start Shin Lamed Hey, we begin even before Avelos, but it goes all the way to Taf Gimel. It's just huge. To try to do everything with the Torah and Beis Yosef, I think would not be reasonable. I do think that it's kedai, even though this is not the proper way to learn in general, it's probably kedai to go through the simanim that we're doing Shulchan Aruch in the Mechaber Ramah and then move backwards. In other words, those areas that you feel are more interesting and you'll get a sense of it, there it's kedai to read the Torah and Beis Yosef and then look at the earlier sources. But to go straight in the Torah and Beis Yosef, I think is not such a good idea. I just think that you'll be caught up. If you want to learn something al haseder, that's really kedai. So the tour is based on the seder hadvarim beginning in Shin Lamed Hey is based on the Ramban Sefer Toras Ha'odom. The Toras Ha'odom of the Ramban is in volume 2 of Rav Shavel's Kisvei HaRamban. It is probably kedai if you want to go through the Torah's Ha'odom al HaSeder to just read it. Again, there's a massive amount of material there also, but you're learning Rishonim al HaSeder, that one mahalach of doing it. Another mahalach of doing it is just, and this is what I did when I was in Tzmicha, Rabbi Shomin was the Bochin in Yeshiva at that time, and we didn't really learn Avelos as a requirement, the same as it is now. We used to take what was called an office Bechina on Avelos. Rabbi Shulman recommended that we should just learn all the Rosh in the third Parak of Moed Katan. And you go through all the Rosh in the third Parak of Moed Katan, you'll basically have a sense of the major Shitas HaRishonim. You go through that Al HaSeder, it's pretty manageable. It will not be according to the sequence that we're learning things, but at least in that way, you'll see the basic Shitas of the Rishonim in a nice organized way. The Tisus in Moed Katan happens to be a difficult Tisus to read. Balei HaTisus spanned 150 years. The Tisus in Moed Katan, or the Tisus of the Riva, who's the first known Baal HaTisus, it happens not to be edited very well. Tisus in Moed Katan is just really hard to read. The Rush is kedai to read. The Rush also is quoting from his Rebbe, the Maharam of Rutenberg, a lot. There's Hochas Machos of the Maharam. That's very kedai to read. It's worth noting, just as a matter of course, in terms of preparing for the limud, very often you'll see that the Torah in the Beis Yosef quotes something from the Maseches Smachos. The Vilna Gaon often writes, "Ve'eno b'Maseches Smachos sholofaneinu." Our Maseches Smachos, which is called Eivor Rabosi in the back of Avodah Zarah, does not have many of the dinim that are quoted in the Maseches Smachos. I think the Drisha has a nusach that they used to have Masechtos Ketanos Miruvachos. I love that expression. They had very much larger Masechtos Ketanos than we have. So one of the challenges in Hilchos Avelos is just the vast amount of material. The other challenge in Hilchos Avelos is as a matter of practical halacha, whether you'll be rabbonim in the sense of in the shul or whether you'll be mechanchim. I just had a Zoom call not so long ago with a number of graduates of the Kol HaElyon, and one of them who has been in Chinuch all the years said that Baruch Hashem, when he was in Smicha, he knew Hilchos Avelos because he was at a Levaya and the local Rav Mamish didn't know Benjamin or Smolo, and he was the guy who was able to take care of the situation. You're going to have to know Hilchos Avelos, La'eis Mitzo. Unfortunately, like part of life is that you go through Hilchos Aveilos. And also as Rabbonim, you're going to have to know the Dinim. You'll have to know the Dinim very well. So it's important to know Hilchos Aveilos for that reason. The challenge that we have is that Hilchos Aveilos in a practical sort of way is kim'at, in many ways, it has like no resemblance to the Dinim in Shas and the Rishonim. Right? It's really a funny area of halacha that minhag has so much dominated the Dinim, that it's really hard to get a real sense of what we do. As a matter of practical halacha, therefore, I do recommend always having some, what I call cheat books with you. The Gesher HaChayim, Rabbi Phil Michal Tukashinsky, Zechron Lefracha, is the classic sefer. I actually last night decided to read like a couple of chapters of the Gesher HaChayim again. It's really very kedai. It's written in a style like it's similar to like the Tohar Asmayim that we used in Mikvah. It's like he incorporates his own chedushim, like a presentation of the sugya. You could call it like Aruch HaShulchan style. If you've gone through the sugya, you realize that like, oh, he's saying something within the shach, but you just read it straight, you don't recognize that. But the Gesher HaChayim is a tremendous sefer. The Art Scroll English language Hilchos Aveilos is excellent. It's actually a translation of the Hebrew language Pnei Baruch. It's a excellent sefer. I don't know some of the newer Sfarim that came out. I shouldn't say I don't know them. Rabbi David Brovsky came out with an English language sefer and Aveilos like a year or two ago. It's similar to like the Rabbi Savalovsky sefer on Nida, which is basically like his Shiurim. Again, there's value in that, but I happen to like my own shiurim. I hope you'll like my shiurim also. We'll say it like that. I am, in general, a fan of the Badei HaShulchan. If you have time, just to go through the, not to go through the Badei HaShulchan, but probably to look up Dinim as they come out in the Badei HaShulchan, he adds a huge amount. So that is the brief overview of how to go about learning Aveilos. We begin Aveilos with Bikur Cholim, Shin Lamed Hei through Shin Lamed Tes, so technically not part of Aveilos. Actually, Shin Mem and Shin Mem Aleph, also Dine Kri and Dine Onein, that has like a different title in Shulchan Aruch, but that's usually, you begin Aveilos in Simin Shin Mem. We're starting Shin Lamed Hei because Bikur Cholim is very relevant. And also, this is a way to kind of get to some of the larger medical halacha issues that tend to come up, which in yeshiva we don't focus on as well as we should. So that's why I like to begin in Shin Lamed Hei, and I think there is value in it. So let's begin Shin Lamed Hei. Shin Lamed Hei are the dinim of Bikur Cholim. The major sugyas of Bikur Cholim are found in Maseches Nedarim and Daf Mem. You get an impression when you go through the Gemara and the Maseches Nedarim is that there are two reasons for the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. The Gemara tells a story about there was a certain Talmud of Rav Akiva who was very sick. Rav Akiva went to visit him, Mitosha Kibdo Ripto, because he like poured water on the ground, etc. So that was Mechayahim. That brought the fellow to life. So you see that the inyan of Bikur Cholim, according to that Gemara, is the inyan to be Osa the Tzrachim of the Cholim. The chola is in the room. There's a lot of dirt coming up. Imagine the room without like flooring. So what Reb Kiva did is he poured the water on the floor to lessen the amount of dirt. So that is one inyan of Bikur Cholim. There's another inyan of Bikur Cholim that comes up on the same daf in the Gemara. The Gemara has a statement to Reb Dimi that Reb Dimi said that a person who is mevaker chola, so it's gorim lo sheyipya, eino mevaker cholam, it's gorim lo sheyamos. The Gemara asks, what are you talking about? Like, he says, oh, what it means is that if you're mevaker chola, you're mevaker sholav rachamim sheyipya. If you're not mevaker cholam, you're mevaker sholav rachamim, like, sheyamos. So again, the Gemara says, like, what is going on over here? So the Gemara says, oh, if you're mevaker cholam, gorim, you're mevakesh rachamim sheyichya. If you're not mevaker chola, you ain't no mevakesh rachamim lo sheyichya lo sheyamos. That's the way the Gemara seems to say it. That Gemara indicates that there's an inyan of tefillah in Bikur Cholim. That Bikur Cholim involves davening for the Chola. And the Ramban in the Teres HaAdam is quoted by the Rambam here in Se'if Dalet, that if you're Mevaker Chola and you're not Mevaker Shrachamim, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. You get the impression that the Iker Kiyam HaMitzvah, or a necessary component of the mitzvah, actually the Lashon of the Ramban and the Teres HaAdam sounds like the main component of Bikur Cholim is the Kibud V'Ribut, is doing the Tzrachim of the Cholah, V'Gam. The Lashon of the Ramban is that there's also an Inyan of davening, but the Ramban then later on writes that if you don't daven, so you're not Mekayim the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. That means when you go to Mevaker Cholah, you have to daven. That's the basic din. And the Shulchan Aruch over here quotes many dinim that seem to be connected or are connected to this inyan of tefillah. Se'if hey, when you're Mevakesh Rachamim, so if it's befunav, you're Mevakesh b'chol lashon sheyirtze. If it's shalom befunav, only speak b'lashon HaKadosh. Befunav, the Gemara tells me, Hashem Yisadeni al Eras Tavoy, the Ribbono Shel Olam is Lamalam Rashos of Shechola, the Ribbono Shel Olam is on top of the Chola. If it's befunav, if the Chola is lying there, so it's Ki'ilu, you're davening to the Ribbono Shel Olam directly, so you could daven the Eberste Fashteit Avol Hashainas. Right, Kadosh Baruch Hu understands all languages. But if it's shalom b'funav, so then you have to speak only Lashon HaKodesh, because then you're going through angels, and angels don't speak Lashon Aramis. This is Machlokes HaRishonim. Is it that angels don't speak Lashon Aramis, or is it angels only speak Lashon HaKodesh? The Taz and Se'if Katan Daled references this. The Taz points out that even on Aruch Chaim Siman Kuf Aleph, the mainstream opinion is that shalai befunav, that, or excuse me, when you pray to angels, as it were, so you can pray in any language, just not in Lashon Aramis. Nonetheless, for a chola, because a chola requires a lot of tefillah, so therefore you should daven shalai befunav, daven Lashon Kodesh, don't daven in another language. That's what it says. Now, of course, this raises the larger hashgafic issue. The Rambam writes as one of the Ikari Ha'amuna, Ikar number 5, the Rambam writes that we only daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. If you daven to any other being, you are saying that that being has shlita, that that being has some koach, and that is something. The Rambam Hilchos Avodah Zarah sounds like that's Avodah Zarah, and Hilchos Teshuva, the Rambam says that that's minus. But whatever it is, right, Avodah Zarah means that you're worshiping another deity. Minus means you have a mistaken notion about God. Whatever it is, davening to angels seems to go against like everything we stand for. As Jews, we believe that Rav Salvechik wrote very movingly about the democratic notion of tefillah for a Jew. Catholics have like their keys on the flag of the Vatican. They believe that the way you get up to heaven through the prayers is that you need the keys, and the keys are held by the priests. We believe that every person, right, Karev Hashem L'chokar Av, B'chokar Ein Oy Lav, whenever we speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam, he listens to us, directly. We don't need any Meitlitzim, Upraklitzim, etc. We only daven Lo Yisparach. So how we understand these Gemaras and these Dinim and Shulchan Aruch, that Shalom B'funav, so therefore you only speak Lashon HaKodesh because you're going through angels, is very hard to really process. And there is extensive literature on this question, which we are probably not going to go into, but the basic idea seems to be azoi. It's not chas v'shalom that we daven to angels, but the pshat is that when you're davening in the presence of the chola, so you naturally have a tzachos halashon. You naturally, because you're so moved, because the chola is in front of you, so you'll daven in a more articulate, in an eloquent sort of way. When it's shalai b'funav, so then what does it mean that we need angels? It doesn't mean that we need angels. It means that my tefillah is less likely to be effective because I won't articulate what I need as well. So therefore, when I daven b'funav, because I have the ability to articulate it, so I could do that, the chol lashon. when it's shalai b'fanav, it should only be lashon hakodesh, because lashon hakodesh is a more pure language. Yes.
What about the ravid that we don't got in tzibur aramaic?
Right. So the ravid that's quoted in Simin kuf aleph of Vayrechayim, the difference between biyachah b'tzibur seems to be the pashtus in the Gemara. So again, without going into too much detail over here, the lashon the she'otos about the way you do bikur chum is that you should take people with you. Which is an interesting lashon. Why should I take people with me when I go for Bikur Chaylan? So I forget which sefer. I think Rabbi Karp in the Mishmeres HaTara, which I have on my makom in the Beis Medrash, he points out that maybe the inyan is to have a lot of people with you, because that makes it a little bit more like Betzibor as opposed to Yachid. Again, how we process this, how we put it all together is a challenge. I'm just trying to give one suggestion about what it means that we're praying to angels. It can't be that we're praying to angels. It's not shayach, right? If you learn one thing in yeshiva, it's that you can't be an apikoros. Good? Okay, given, right? So we're not actually praying to angels. We are not apikorosim. When we daven, there are... it says in Shulchan Aruch that you should daven b'toch sha'ar chole Yisrael. Your tefillah's answered more when you daven b'toch sha'ar chole Yisrael. Shabbos, you say Shabbos himulizok rufu akroy v'lovay. That's a gemara on Shabbos on Daf Yud Beis that we're not supposed to on Shabbos. We're not supposed to daven for our own tzrachim. The pashtus is that the din of Shabbos himulizok rufu akroy v'lovay is alacha only on Shabbos. On Yontif, the Pashtus says you're allowed to daven for Yitzrachim. We just had Yontif. On Yontif, we duchen, and we say this Rebona Shel Olam or Yihi Ratzon B'Shas Nesias Kapayim. On Yontif, and I'm not only talking about Yomim Narayim. It's a double question. On Yomim Narayim, you daven for your personal Tzrachim. Most Achrayim assume that even, let's say, when it's Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Shechalias B'Shabbos, that you're allowed to daven for your own Tzrachim. But every yontiv also we daven for our own tzrachim. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes in the Sefer Emes LeYaakov that the pshat zoi. Rashi writes that on Shabbos, by Yom Hashvi Shabbos VaYinafash, Rashi writes that ki'ilu kol malachtecha asuya. My attitude about Shabbos is that I have no tzrachim. I have no personal needs. So ki'ilu, everything is done already. So that's why I can't be shayol my own personal tzrachim on Shabbos. On Yontiv, I don't have that yisod. So therefore, we are shayol tzrachim on Yontiv. In certain Misha Berach books that are given to Gaboyim and Shuls, it has a text of Yom Tov Himelizok, which is probably not proper. You're allowed to daven on Yontiv. You're allowed to daven for Cholim. Technically speaking, you're allowed to daven for a chol. It says in Arachim Resh Peches, if it's a chola, that's chola shall also hayom. If that day is particularly meaningful, the Arachim say for a yoledes, you daven on that day itself. But ordinarily, we should only daven for a chola who is critically ill. And one of the shows I daven in, sometimes actually the rabbi makes an announcement before I mishab for cholim that we're praying for those who are critically ill. I don't know if that's necessary, because the way the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, that this line of Shabbos Himelizok overcomes that halacha. The Mishnah Berurah in Resh Peches quotes it. But nonetheless, to recognize that on Shabbos we're not supposed to daven for cholim, I think is an important yisod. So once again, there are elements of Bikur Cholim that involve tefillah.
I was reading this, I was figuring this out. There's a difference between when you're being the Vakir of the Chola and you're dabbling for him while you're there, and like what we do in Shuls.
Right, so what's the pshat in what we do in Shul? Like, obviously, there's an Indian Bikur Cholim that you daven b'funav. There's an Indian Bikur Cholim that you daven shalai b'funav. Why do we do it in Shul Dafka? So the pshat, Yichiel Michal Tkachinsky writes in the Gesher HaChayim, and I thought the Darkei Moshe sounds like this also, is Azoi. The Gemara Bavasa Daf Kuftes Zayin speaks about that if you have a Chola B'Sof Beisa, you should go to the Chacham, and the Chacham should daven. Right? That's the din. Right? And that makes it to the Rambam here and say if yod, yesh omim shemish yesh ochol bebeiso yeloch echol eitzol chacham shebiyo shibakesh alof rachamim. So you should go to the rabbi to daven for you. Now, obviously you could daven yourself, right? We just give this whole drosha about Kar Vashem Uchal Korov, about how tefillah is like a democratic institution, but the idea is that Talmidei Chachamim, actually the Rambam writes in Dake Moshe, it means that Talmud Chacham was machzik a yeshiva, it sounds like the Rosh Yeshiva more than the pulpit rabbi, they're the ones you should go to daven. That's what it says here in the Dake Moshe. The pshat is as follows. When I make a mishaberach in the shul, what I'm really doing is I'm doing it in shul, A, so it becomes the tefillah of the rabbin. B, I'm doing it in shul so that the rabbi will daven for this person. If you want to know why I make a mishaberach in the shul, right, my tefillah l'chor is more effective when I'm there. So, right, I'm in front of the chol, the tefillah is more effective. That's why you could do it b'chol lashon. Why am I doing it in shul? I'm doing it in shul because that's a hechatimtza to get the rabbi to daven also, pardon me, and to fulfill that gemara in Baba Basra on Daf Kuf Tes on the Zion. This idea of davening for a chola or having the Talmud Chacham davening for a chola led to one of the great cause celebs in Judaism. Apparently, there was a town called Zlotchev, and the town of Zlotchev, they had someone who was a chola, and the Rav Shebair said that they should send a telegram to Reb Shalom of Bells, Reb Shalom of Bells, on Shabbos, they should send a telegram to Reb Shalom of Bells, Reb Shalom of Bells should daven for this guy. And Reb Shlomo Kluger is like, what on earth are you doing? You're sending a telegram on Shabbos to have a chayla daven for this guy? This is like refuas guli. The Rambam tells us in the Parish HaMishnah in the 8th Parak of Yuma that when a mechalal Shabbos for a chayla, I'm only mechalal Shabbos for what is called refuat tiv'i, right? The Mishnah over there speaks about like if a dog bites you or something, whether you're mechalal Shabbos, mechalal Yom Kippur for that guy to do alachash. The Rambam says, don't do that because it's refuah skuli. Refuah skuli, we only do normal refuah. Even having a Talmud Chacham daven for you is considered refuah skuli, and therefore you're not mechalal Shabbos for this. Not mechalal Shabbos for it. And that's what Reb Shlomo Kluger says, and I think that is the pashtus. That is what all the Achrayim say. In defense of those Achrayim, again, Chacham Ovadia Seif, by the way, in the Chazon Ovadia, there are three Chalokim on Aveiros. I was speaking to Reb Shechter briefly this morning. He said, someone gave me this book, Chazon Ovadia. It must be very good. You should probably read it. I'm like, okay, I've looked at it. Taka is very good. Like Chacham Ovadia tells you everything that's ever been written on any topic at any time. It's kind of cool. But Chacham Avad Yosef gives you the whole literature about sending the telegram of Shlomo Kluger's opposition. The fact is, people did it. What was the cheshbon? So some say the cheshbon is not to send to any Talmud Chacham, to any tzaddik, to send a telegram to someone whose tefillahs already have the status in halacha of a kameya mumcha. The din is in Hilchos Shabbos that if you have a kameya that is a kameya mumcha, then you're allowed to carry it in the Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos, if it has proven itself, certain time the Chachamim have proven themselves with the Kayach HaTfila. That's one Mahalach. Another Mahalach is Azoi. There's a difference between when the Chola himself or herself requests something and when the person standing around just wants it. If the Chola himself says, I want someone to daven for me, there's a real concern of being Tukif Le'alma. There's a real concern that if someone is a chola, we don't want to do anything chas v'shalom, they'll make the person more ill. And that's why it says in Shulchan Aruch that we don't tell a chola when a relative was nifter, even if it means that this is a person who should be saying kaddish for the nifter. I once had a case like this. Someone's father died and the person was married to Tukuf Le'alma. The guy was like terribly ill. You don't tell the person. You don't tell the person. We're chas v'shalom very worried that like bad news can affect the person. And if someone is davka asking for it, so then the din is the Gemara has in Shabbos kuf chav ches, there's something called yesuvei daita. When a yoledes, when a woman is in parturition, what's the official term? When the woman is in labor. So the Gemara says that even if she's a blind woman, you can light a fire for her. No? You can light a fire for her, the Gemara says. What's the pshat? She's blind. The fire ain't going to help her at all. So come on, Yisuvei Daito. There's an inyan of Yisuvei Daito for a Yoledes. That's Beferish in the Gemara. You can do Dairaisas Yisuvei Daito for a Yoledes. In Reshayin Zayin of Arachayim, we see that if someone is Mamashachola, that you're allowed to send a goy to do something, which means that for Yisuvei Daito the Chola, you can only do Drabonans. So the Prima Godim is already bothered by the Stira. When do you allow a Dairaisa for Yisuvei Daito? When do you allow a Drabonans for Yisuvei Daito? There's a massive literature on this question as well. Some assume that we only do Dairaisas for Yoledes because unlike other Cholim, the Yoledes has to be active. Usually if I'm sick, someone takes care of me. The Yoledes, to get out of her situation, has to be, Rav Henkin has this in the B'nai Bonim, right, has to actually deliver the baby. So because she has to be active, so Yisuvei Daita is a more essential element, we'll even do Dairaisas. Under Achreinim, right, the Prima Godim entertains the idea that for Yisuvei Daita v'chayla, meaning when someone specifically requests it, like in that Gemara in Shavuos Kuf Chav Ches, the Yoledes says, I want you to light a fire. So some say that even for Yisuvei Daita v'chayla, we do Dairaisas. That would mean that if the person requests that this and this tzaddik should daven for me, so then there is an argument that can be made that, again, it could be sending a telegram is only drabonon, I'm having a tzaddik write a kameya is for sure deraisa, but one could make such an argument that it would be permitted. Again, the pashtus is, this is not at all accepted. Let's just make one more point or two more points about tefillah for a chole. We know that there's a famous machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam tells me that the inyan of tefillah in general is an inyan d'iraisa. There's a mitzvah of tefillah. There's a mitzvah d'iraisa. La'avdo b'chol levavchem, tainas daf beis. The Gemara says, ezogi avol d'shebelev, hevi omer zut tefillah. According to the Rambam, tefillah is a din d'iraisa. The Ramban disagrees with the Rambam. The Ramban, b'pashtus, assumes that tefillah is kol kulo midrabanan. And the Ramban writes that when the Torah says, L'avdo b'chol levavchem, that means I should serve the Ribono Shel with my entire heart. Don't do what we call Pascal's wager. Pascal's wager is that I take a bet. Listen, I'm not sure. Does God exist? Does God not exist? You know what? I'm really going to suffer if God exists and I don't worship him. So if I'm going to worship this God thing, not out of conviction, but out of covering all my bases. Right, Zok the Ramban, La'avdo b'chol levavchem. You have to serve the Eibishter out of full and complete conviction. Serve the Ribono Shel Olam. You're not hedging bets. You're serving the Ribono Shel Olam completely. No questions asked. The pashtus is, according to Ramban, Tefillah is a din d'rabbanon entirely. That's the way Orachayim Simin Kuf Vav seems to paskin, that Tefillah is entirely midrabanan according to the Ramban. However, Rav Soloveitchik liked that other half a line in the Ramban, where the Ramban writes that Tefillah be'es tsara is also deraisa, meaning the Rav had this hoshtikul tar. He says, yeah, the Ramban holds Tefillah's deraisa. The Ramban says Tefillah is Dirabonon, but even the Ramban is masking that Tefillah of Eis Tzara is Dairaisa, and the Rambam and the Ramban fundamentally agree. Rav Soloveitchik explained, it's just that they have a different definition of how am I Magdir was an Eis Tzara. Right? That's the way Rav Soloveitchik said it. I happen not to, again, offer any tachas kapos raglav. I don't like this approach. I think if people feel that's always an Eis Tzara, that means nothing is an Eis Tzara. I don't like it when in certain places they always say Tehillim after davening. Right? There are certain times it's Mamash and Eis Tzara, then you say Tehillim after davening. If it's not Mamash and Eis Tzara, you have to know what's Eis Tzara, what's not Eis Tzara. To always live life, like it's an existential crisis, there's like a personal Tzara, I think it's probably true that we're always Bitzar, and we might not realize it, but I don't know if that Tzara that I'm in on a daily basis is enough to make it deraisa. But on a more fundamental level, if you look at the way the Sefer HaChinuch, I forgot the Ma'ariv Makom, if you look at the way the Sefer HaChinuch quotes the Ramban, Sefer HaChinuch writes that a tzara for Klal Yisrael is tefillah deraisa. And in fact, that's mistaber because the Ramban quotes the Pasuk, Ki savo mulchama ba'artzuchem atzara tzara esfem ba'rei osem b'chatzotros, right? The Ramban quotes that Pasuk, we're talking about a tzara as hatzibur. That means as follows. Although some people taina that the reason why tefillah for a chola is such an important inyan is because even according to the Ramban, this tefillah is d'oraisa, because it's tefillah be'es tzara. I don't think that's correct. I don't think it's correct because my understanding of the Ramban, based on what it says in the Sefer Achinuch, is that to be tefillah d'oraisa, it has to be es tzarehi le'yakov. It has to be not just your name is Yaakov, it has to be es tzarehi le'yakov, that Klal Yisrael is be'es tzara. I don't think if I have a chol of a sof besi, that makes tefillah d'oraisa. So let's kind of go back. Right, I have two inyanim of Bikur Cholim which are fundamental. I have doing the tzrachim of the Cholim, like the Maisa of Rabbi Akiva, and then I have the statement of Rabbi Dimi that tefillah is an essential part of Bikur Cholim. Both of these ideas make it to the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Ches writes that if a person has the type of ailment, Choli Me'ayim, etc., if speaking to the person is difficult, so you're not mevaker chola b'funav, you kind of stand on the outside and you see, does the person require kibud and ributz? Do you have to tend to the tzrachim of the chola? So you see from Se'if Ches, a kibud and ributz makes it. You see from a number of places in the siman that we already noted that tefillah is part of the biker chaylam. Now, the prisha is bothered, how come we don't make a bigger deal about the kibbutz and ributz element? We have kibbutz and ributz kind of as like an afterthought, like hidden in this idea of the cholam e'ayim. Why don't we just say that the mitzvah bikur cholam is to do kibbutz and ributz? So the Parisha has one suggestion that maybe kibbutz and ributz is only shaykh in their times. They used to have dirt floors. Today, our floors are paved. Our floors are, right, we have flooring. So therefore, kibbutz and ributz isn't shaykh. And that's why we don't make a big deal about it. The second suggestion of the Trisha is that the inyan of kibbutz and ributz is to provide psychological help to the chola in the sense of when things are clean around me, I have more yishuv hadas. So the inyan of kibbutz and ributz is really shaykh bizman hazah, according to the second mahalach of the Trisha, in the sense of that you should make the room neat and clean, not just like make sure that there's no dust in the air. You want it to make neat and clean because part of the mitzvah bikur cholim is to cheer the person up, to put the person in good spirits, to make the person recognize that things are okay. You feel much better when things are clean around you. So that is kibbutz and ributz according to the Trisha. Let's take a step back. We spoke about the Bikur Cholim in the sense that you should have a Talmud Chacham daven for you. Chacham Avadi Yosef writes that when he was the chief rabbi of Tel Aviv, he himself, Dafka, went to do the Bikur Cholim because when people, when the doctors see that the chief rabbi is coming to meet the person, the doctors take better care of the person. Just as a matter of practical life, in yeshiva, when someone gets sick and has to go to the hospital, we always send somebody with the person. You should never be in the hospital alone. You get much better care when there are people who are with you. Certainly, if the chief rabbi comes to look after you, there is an inyan that it will make the person much better. So although sometimes Rabbanim feel that it's a waste of their time to go to the hospital, but recognize that the impact can be tremendous. Chacham Avadia actually used to walk through the hospital dafka on Erev Yom Kippur, and he used to ask the doctors, what's the story? This chola, does the person have? And then he would tell the chola, you have to eat, you don't have to eat, etc. He'd give them all the instructions. That's why he spent Erev Yom Kippur. Like, it's kind of impressive when you think about that idea. What happens if you have a contagious illness? Is there an inyan of Bikur Cholim in that case? So Shulchan Aruch says that the only people you're not mevaker are the people for whom the bikur will make it worse for the chola. cholami ayim, choli ha'ayin, etc. You don't see any inyan of not being mevaker chola because you will get sick. Shomer mitzvah lo yeda davar ra, the Paskin Kohala says. You don't see it at all. So, the Rambam writes, what?
It's also allowed to die from being without a claim on the bottom or sick. What, was it hotter or
something? I think that's true, yeah. Although the story in the Nefesh HaRav is that Reb Chaim Dafka used to go and be Mavak Chayla for all the people who had cholera. Shomer Mitzvah Lo Yeda Davar Ra. There's a truth in the Ramah, where the Ramah says, if you're not going to be Mavak Chola, Vaya Machala, how do you pronounce it? Madbekes, Midabekes. If you're not going to be Mavak Chola by a contagious disease, you're going to be ogre the entire din of Bikra Cholam, and you're Mechoyev to do it anyway. Chacham Avadi Yosef writes, then his opinion, this is not correct, because the din is, I'm not supposed to put myself into a suffix sakana in order to save you from a vadai sakana. That's a big discussion. I go to Maimini in the Defus Constantinople, which is printed in the back of the Franco Rambam. It's called the Kesef Mishnah. The Gos Maimini says that you ze suffix vze vadai ein suffix maitzi midei vadai. Meaning that you should not enter a suffix sakana to save somebody from a vadei sakana. The Beis Yosef quotes it, but in the Shulchan Aruch he doesn't quote it. So the Sma writes in Chayshem Mishpat Tav Chaf Vav, the Sma says the fact that he doesn't quote it in Shulchan Aruch proves that that the Beis Yosef, the Rebbe Yosef Karo, changed his mind. And therefore, right, the din is that we don't say in suffix moitzim midei vadei. The din is that the kuach nefesh is daifa kalatai rekula, and you go even to put yourself in the suffix sakana to save someone from a vadai sakana. That's what the Sma writes. As those guys who have been in my share for a while know, the fact that the Beis Yosef quotes a din and it doesn't make it to Shulchan Aruch, I don't think means that he changed his mind. Although the Sma says this, if you read the introduction to the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Karo writes that Beis Yosef is really the Sefer LaHalacha, and Rabbanim have to learn Beis Yosef, but the Shulchan Aruch is there for the Balabatim to Chazer, and the original printings of the Shulchan Aruch were divided up into 60-day segments. You're supposed to Chazer one of the Dalet Halachim of Shulchan Aruch, one part of it, 1/60th of it, every 60 days, you finish all of the Shulchan Aruch. It doesn't mean that all the dinim are here in the Shulchan Aruch. It just means that these are the greatest hits. These are the dinim that Rabbi Yosef Karo include in the Shulchan Aruch. That doesn't mean that we don't pass in like the dinim that make it in the Beis Yosef, which would mean that Ein Safek might see Midei Vada. Yeah.
You can't really arrive to anybody who wrote before the 1800s on this. They had a different theory of disease. What they say when they
need so much. So I can have a scientist over here. So here's the thing. Do we know that there are contagious diseases? So the Ramban al Hatayra writes on the Pasuk al Tabet Acharecha by Lot running away from Hafichas stone. So don't turn around. And Eshesol turned around, but Tinitz of Melach. So Ramban writes that was because there is stuff in the air and it's a contagious disease and that gets people.
No, but it's not.
And Rabbeinu Pachya, right? So that means that people knew. Now, yes, they didn't have germs. They didn't have germ theory of disease. But people know that when you're in contact with people with certain diseases, that you're going to potentially get very sick.
They didn't think that it was miasma. It was that the air was there was tainted air, and then the tainted air that caused him to get some more.
Again, I don't know the history of medicine. I never claim to know the history of medicine. I think people knew that there was such a thing as contagious diseases. And I feel the Ramah writes that you're mevaker chayla, right? Because or else we'd be okay the entire din. Let me just add one nakuda over here, which is that Simen Shin Lamed Vav comes right after Simen Shin Lamed Hei. Shin Lamed Vav are the dinim of a rofe, of a doctor. The pashtus is that doctors are mekayim the mitzvah, I know I'm speaking to future rabbis, but doctors are mekayim the mitzvah of Bikur Chaylam all the time. That's what you're doing as a doctor. You're going to make a person better. Now, the Tzitz Eliezer writes that even if you hold that you should not enter a suffix sakana to save someone from a bavai sakana, that's true only by regular people, but by doctors you have to do it, and there are different ways of saying it. You could say it either because the doctor has a greater likelihood of being successful. That would mean, by the way, that you're assuming that the inyan of Bikur Cholim is to make a person better. Is, what's the term in philosophy? Is it deontological? Right? Is it goal-oriented? Am I Mekayim Bikur Cholim? What?
Teleological.
Right? But am I, if, do I assume that there's the inyan of Bikur Cholim is to try to make the person better or not? If you know the person ain't going to get better, is there an inyan of Bikur Cholim? So if you look in the Beis Lechem Yehuda on Shin Lamed Vav, the Beis Lechem Yehuda writes, and his opinion, the inyan of Bikur Cholim, the inyan or the mitzvah on the Rofe Larapos. It says in the Gemara, Mikachanit and the Shusla Rofe Larapos, but the idea is that there's a mitzvah, right? And the Taz and Sif Katin Aleph and Shin Lamed Vav is bothered. Is it a Rishus or is it a mitzvah? But the Pashtus, according to the Beis Lechem Yehuda, is that the mitzvah is to make the person better. Meaning to say that if you know that the person ain't going to get better, then there's no mitzvah involved. That's the way I think the Beis Lechem Yehuda writes. Dr. Lamb years ago gave a shiur, which is printed in his Sefer Halichot HaHalachot, to try to show that this question is a machlokes harishonim as to whether the doctor's chiyuv, the doctor's mitzvah, or the doctor's rishos, whatever you want to call it, is it to make the person better, or is it to be mishtadel lirifu asai? Okay, so that is the point. But basically, the Tzitz Eliezer writes that although many poskim hold you should not enter a suffix sakona to save somebody from a vadei sakana, but that's for a regular person, but a doctor should. Now, that could be because of one of two reasons. It could be because the doctor will be more successful. It could be because the doctor has better protection. The doctor goes in with the full hazmat gear. So maybe that's why. The idea also might be because Rav Shechter actually has a piece about this in, I think, the Be'ikvei Hatzon, the Elof Hu Noseis Nafsho. The din is that if I'm a payel, I have a right to go into dangerous situations to earn a parnasa. My job is I'm going to climb trees, right? And I'm going to work in a coal mine. And that's how I earn my parnasa. It's a suffix sakana. Elof Hu Noseis Nafsho. I have a right to decide to accept a certain amount of sakana in order to earn the parnasa. Now, doctors, technically, Medina de Gemara, Medina de Shulchan Aruch, doctors should not get paid. But Lamaisa, they do get paid. They get paid because of the education that's involved in becoming a doctor. They get paid because of the Sfar Batol. If they wouldn't be a doctor, they could be a lawyer, and lawyers get big bucks, right? So whatever it is, doctors get paid. Once they get paid, so there is an element of Elof Hu Noseis Nafsho, that because you get paid for what you're doing, so therefore the doctor should go and be Mevakeh Cholim. So again, so Chacham Avadia writes, I'll take your question 1 second, Eitan, Chacham Avadia writes la halacha that you should not be Mevakeh Cholim by someone with a contagious disease because you are not allowed to enter a suffix sakana to save somebody from a vadeh sakana, especially since you do not know that the Bikur Cholim will be successful and you might not be saving the person from vadeh sakana at all. Yeah, Eitan?
Do you want me to remind you that about
Well, again, thank you. Hope we'll get there in a few minutes. So that is
this whole thing. Bikur Cholim is not because of nefesh. We're not saving a guy's life.
What do you mean?
That's what all the Afghanim assume, which is why the Rambam takes the right.
Whoa. The Shach and Se'if Katin Yud Aleph. In the discussion of Nichol Avinu and Bikur Cholim, which one comes first?
Yeah, it's a Tzarachian. It's a huge problem.
You're saying that.
The conscious is that when you're a doctor, you're saving someone's life.
I thought the Aruch HaShulchan's maskana on the Shach and the Machon Shach and Bach is that it depends on the situation. If there's real pikuach nefesh involved, so of course bikur chaylim comes before nichum aveilim. If there's no, in other words, if I'm just visiting a guy, stam bikur cholim, I'm asking that there is no pikuach nefesh. That's why a doctor might be different than stam bikur cholim. Right?
Yeah, that's why like
you're saying that. So I'll say it like this: doctors are bikur cholim on steroids. Right?
Yeah,
they are doing they're doing bikur cholim in a way that's more likely to be pikuach nefesh, and that's why it overrides. But then they have to get involved in the shayla of can I enter if someone has Ebola? Can I enter a suffix sakana to save them from vade sakana? That's a real question over there. Okay, just. One more ha'ara that, and then I'll get to Eitan's point. The other ha'ara is that ran in the Dorim. Explain that Gemara. If I'm not mevakeh chola, so I'm not being mevakeh rachamim, lo sheyichev, lo sheyamos. The Ran over there famously writes that there are times that you daven for a person to die. That's what the Ran writes in the Dorim Daf Mem. And the Ram brings a raya from the story of Ashkafta the Rebbe, that when Rebbe Yehuda Anossi was nifter, there were like tremendous things that happened in the world. Rebbe Yehuda Anossi was in terrible pain. He had some pashtuses, some gastrointestinal issue. He had to put on his phone, take off his phone, he was in terrible pain. So there's a whole fight that the Malachim, the Shamayim, what Rebbe Yehuda Anossi, the Talmidim, are davening that he should live. So Amsi, the Bei Rebbe goes, she throws a jug off the roof, makes a big noise, they stop davening, and Rebbe dies. Right? So the Ran over there, the Ran in the Dorm Daf Mem, uses that sugya to say that you see that there are times that you're allowed to daven for someone to die. He says that's the pshat in the Gemara on Daf Mem in the Dorim. Ein mevakesh rachamim lo sheyichya v'lo sheyamos. That's the pshat in the Gemara in Ksubis, because after Amsi the Bei Rebbe throws this thing, so it sounds like the people davened that she should, or it sounds like, excuse me, the Amsi the Bei Rebbe herself said that yihi ratzon that the oyonim should be goyver al hatachtonim. Yehi Ratzon, that the Malachim and Shemayim should win, that Rebbe should die. So Zok the Ran in the Dorm, you see from that Gemara that you're allowed to daven for someone to die. The Pashtus in Simen Shin Lamed Hei is that we never see davening for someone to die. You don't see it. The Pashtus is the Ran does not make it Lahalacha. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes the Ran. Some of the Svarim quote the Ran. Chacham Ovadia passes like the Ran, Shechter passes like the Ran, that sometimes you daven for a person to die. Many feel that you take like the Fifth Amendment in davening, you daven, the Ribbono Shel Olam should do what he wants. I always felt that's like a little bit silly. The Ribbono Shel Olam is going to do what he wants no matter what. Right? What am I tefillahs for exactly? The Tzitz Eliezer writes that there's no raya from the Gemara in Ksubis by Amsi the Rebbe. Because who said she acted appropriately? When she said Yehi Ratzon that the Elyonim should win over the Tachtonim, who said Amsi the Bei Rebbe was acting appropriately? Again, as a matter of halacha, Rav Shechter paskins that you're allowed to daven for someone to die, but that's only when people are not going to survive from this onus. Meaning, the Gemara says in Brachas that we're not mispala for Mais and Nisim. The Ribbono Shel Olam deals with the world b'derech hateva. We can't daven for miracles. I can't daven shetelad ishti zachar. No, not allowed to do that. That's davening for Mais and Nisim. If it's the type of situation that the person is a chola and derech hateva is the person's going to die, so then you're allowed to daven for the person to die. Some of the Achrayim say the family shouldn't daven for the person to die. It looks like they just want the Yerusha, etc. Neshama Tasheila, though, according to the Ramban, that I'm only Mekai in the Mitzvah Bikur Cholim if I daven. Am I Mekai in the Mitzvah Bikur Cholim if I daven for the person to die? that's really... So the Pashtus in the way the Ram understands the Gemara is that you are Mekai. Because the mitzvah bikur comes from mivakesh rachamim, you go there to assess the situation and which way is the rachmanas. Right? It's a little bit counterintuitive, but the pashtus is that you're mekayim the mitzvah of bikur cholim by davening for the person to die. There are a few other issues that come up in the siman. After it says you go to Talmud Chacham to daven, so the din is that mevarich lachom and beis haknesses, and you do shinoi hashem. In the Sefer Maver Yabok, quoted in the Geshur Achayim, they have a whole procedure for Shinoi Hashem, how you change the name. We don't change the name anymore. We add a name. We do Hosafas Hashem, and we add the new name before the old name. If the person was named Shmuel, the person becomes Rafael Shmuel, rather than Shmuel Rafael. We add a name like Chayim or Rafael, etc. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that one of the things which are Korea Xardino Shal Adam is Shinoi Hashem. So that's why Yemeshana Shmo of a chole, if it lasts for 30 days, so then the new name counts as the name and it's written on the Matseva. It doesn't last for 30 days, so then it doesn't take hold. These are the dinim of Shinoi Hashem. It says in Shulchan Aruch, in Se'if Zion, that when someone is ill, so you tell the person she'yitin daito alan yonov, that the person should focus. Does he owe money to anyone? And you should pay up that money. That's the din. And the poskim all say that when the person is ill, you pay up your chayvis, but you should also write a will at that time. Now, how a will works is what the Kollel is studying all afternoon. There's Matnas Bari, there's Matnas Shtivmira, there Matnas Bari requires a kinyan, Matnas Shtivmira, Stiv Shtivmira, Kiksuvan Kumsurim Dummi, doesn't require a kinyan. If I do Matnas Shtivmira with a kinyan, so then you have to be careful that doesn't uproot, it doesn't undermine the entire din of Matnas Shtivmira. As a matter of halacha, if you have a bechor, you're mechuyev to give the bechor pishnayim, etc. Rabbi Chaim Michal Tukachinsky writes that you should write a will when you're sick, and if you don't write the will, bad things happen. He knows somebody who tried to fulfill the din of Yerusha min Hatayra, and he didn't write a will, and the family ended up like at each other's throats. It was like a terrible situation. The way we write a will, api halacha, is that we give the money to a third person, and we say, all this money belongs to you, sha'achas kodem misasi, but it's a conditional gift, which is that I have a will, and the will, if the yarshim or mekayim, the tznai of the will, so then that third party does not get all the money. If they are Mekayim, that's name of the will, so then, right, then they get the money divided up as the parents wanted it, etc. I just spoke to Rabbi Willig this morning. The will form on the RCA Bezdin website does not incorporate anything for a Bechor. It's in Yirtz Hashem going to be rectified. The way to do it is that I give all of my money besides $1,000 to that third party, and that $1,000 should be divided. I have two sons. I have one son's a Bechar, and my son Yosef Dov is not a Bechar. My son Baruch is a Bechar. So Pashto says that my money gets divided up into three portions. Baruch gets two portions. Yosef Dov gets one portion. Now, I don't want to divide up all my money. I have three daughters. I have two sons. I want to divide up all my money. But $1,000 or so you should give al pi dinei Torah. You should do it that way. Now, you should not wait until you're al eres davoy to write your will. Rav Shechter quotes in the Sefer Chaim Ubracha Meshmer HaSholoim. Rav Shechter feels that this is like the best Sefer in Avelos. It goes through all of Inyanim Avelos, like Al Pi Seda Aleph Beis, I believe in Ois Nun, under Nahala. He writes that you should write your will when you're 50 years old. Bishnas Hayovel Hazos, Tashuvu Ish Alachus Asai, that you should buy a kever when you're 50. and you should, I'm 48, you should buy a kever when you're 50, and you should write a will when you're 50, you should do these things, and you should not wait. Just like it says in Shulchan Aruch, we'll talk about this tomorrow, that you should do tshuva, don't wait until Ya'er Astavai, don't wait until Ya'er Astavai to write your will, you should do it api halacha. Last night I was reading Reb Chaim Cohen, his whole Kuntres Midor Lador, about how to properly write a will. So I'm like, right, I sit down to have a look at this one, like, Rabbi Willing. Like, he has this whole Kuntres, all the lumdas on how to write a will. You have, like, one paragraph. So it's like, yeah, his is very complicated. Yeah, I know, but, like, you know, we got to accommodate for all these things. I do think that, again, I think it's very important that you should write a will, and you should buy your grave, and you should also be mekayem the dinim of Yerusha min ha-Torah by not giving all of your money over, but to leave some money that you don't give over. So these are some of the inyanim that come up in Shin Lamed Hey. Again, the writing of a will doesn't really come up in Shin Lamed Hey. Right? It just says that you should be nosin daitol al inyanov. Right? You should give stuck up before you die. Rabbi Chaim Mechotel Kuczynski in the Geshur Chayim gives you all these things that the people around you do before you die and all the things that you should do before you die. You should give 91 prutos to tzedakah. That's the gematria of Shem Adnos, both Kikriyase and Kiksivase. You should give 91 prutos to tzedakah. You should, there are prakim of Tehom that you say. You should make a shakoni of Edvaro right before you die. There's, apparently, Rabbi Chaim Mechotel Kuczynski, before he died, did every single thing in the Sefer exactly ad kutso
shogun. He didn't do it with a straw.
But
he did it without a straw.
He did the shahaka without a straw.
Right.
He just like, I mean, it's mamish, it's unbelievable. There are, again, it's kedai to like read the things you should know. We'll talk about some of these dinim in Yetz Hashem. Now, tomorrow, my daughters are coming back from Eretz Yisrael. They're in Eretz Yisrael for Yontiv, so I have to pick them up from the airport. Their flight is landing at 12. So I'd like to give a shiur tomorrow at 9:30. Okay, so tomorrow, Yetz Hashem, 9:30 a.m., I want to go through Shin Lama Vav, try to get through Shin Lama Tes. Again, there's a lot over here. I'm trying to make it fun. And no, it's not Shin Lama, so we're going to make it fun anyway. Okay.